MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Katie Thornycroft. She is head of international portfolio management, multi-asset solutions at JP Morgan Asset Management. Katie, appreciate the time today. The JP Morgan Asset Management, the multi-asset team, you've got about $301 billion globally. What do you think is important in the delivery of that successful client outcomes in multi-asset portfolios?
Simon, firstly, thanks for having me today and appreciate that question. There's really three things that I would highlight in terms of how we drive returns for our clients. So the first thing I'd say is it's about that longer-term mix of asset classes in our portfolio. And there, what we are doing is we're using our own long-term capital market assumptions of return and risk over the long term to help us assess what that best mix is. So that's our longer-term framework. But then, of course, you know, we've got pretty challenging return objectives and we need other tools to help us get there. So then the second thing I'd say is it's really around our access to the depth and breadth of our own platform. So it's about security selection alpha. Can we get in our portfolio some really interesting high conviction active strategies that, again, help drive that return? And it's also then around, you know, we can also introduce diversification of that alpha source there, which is fantastic. I have to say, I'm really fortunate. We've got more than 500 strategies on our platform. Mm-hmm. So I'm really able to assess different investment processes, different styles, and so on. And then there's a third piece as well, Simon, which is that it's really important for us to have the ability to be dynamic and responsive over those shorter term time horizons. And that's in terms of just being responsive to prevailing economic conditions, market backdrop, and so on. So it's around active asset allocation. So there we're leveraging our own dedicated multi-asset research capabilities, quant and qualitative, as well as obviously we've got a global team of experienced portfolio managers.
And you mentioned they're dynamic. I mean, and investing is always dynamic, but the last couple of years have been particularly challenging. We've had COVID, we've had the Ukraine-Russia war going on. What's some of the lessons perhaps that your team have learned over the last couple of years?
Yeah, you're completely right. It's been a really challenging last couple of years. And I think if we look back to 2020, the biggest lesson for us has been the enormous and coordinated support that central banks and governments provided in response to what was an exogenous shock. And so for many countries, actually, the increase in government spending, it was the largest peacetime increase on record. And the lesson from that for us is as we look forward into this next cycle, we would certainly expect greater use of those fiscal stimulus tools that governments have versus the prior cycle, which as obviously we know, was much more around monetary stimulus, monetary policy. So I think that's going to be a different backdrop as we look forward. And then I think you mentioned Russia-Ukraine there as well, and clearly that's been very impactful on markets. But it is interesting that this was already a time when the inflationary risks were elevated. And the crisis has exacerbated that, but we could see that those inflationary risks were elevated. And it's interesting to see, just speaking about fiscal policy again, we can see that governments, again, are using that tool to mitigate some of those inflationary risks. So energy price caps, for instance, or subsidies and so on. So I think that's very interesting, and we just have to be mindful of that as we look forward, that there's perhaps a greater willingness to use those fiscal tools as we go forward.
You mentioned the energy shocks. You mentioned elevated inflation. We obviously got interest rate hikes happening in most major markets around the world. In your view, what do you see as a sort of medium-term implications when constructing a multi-asset fund, looking, and as you mentioned earlier, at that long-term growth, and in particular the StanLib Global Multi-Strategy Growth Fund?
Yeah, sure. And so let me start with our base case view. So we've come into the start of the year really expecting global growth to be above trend through the course of the year. And of course, that view has had to change. Global GDP is going to be weaker in Q1 and Q2, but we have entered this shock with healthy corporate balance sheets and a healthy consumer, and we see growth back to trend later in the year. So that's on growth. Now you mentioned inflation, and that's a really key, important risk as we look forward. So here, we would expect inflation to remain well above central bank targets through the course of the year, albeit there are some signs that that is starting to peak, but still above trend for the course of the year. So now, what does that mean? Well, we know that global monetary policy is clearly on a tightening course. Mm. And as part of that, we've seen bond yields rise substantially. Now, obviously, as a multi-asset investor, that means the fixed income parts of our portfolios are facing some headwinds. Now, we really believe that the ability of central banks to be able to manage this challenging situation with more modest growth and inflation well above target, as labor markets are tight, inflation expectations are creeping up, this is really going to be the key determinant of how long this new cycle is going to be lasting. But what we'd also say is that because of the health of corporates and consumers for the most part, while expectations for earnings growth across markets have come down, what we can see from the first quarter and some of the companies that are reported in the US so far is we've still seen absolute strong growth and no margin worries just yet. So I think back to that sort of how did we come into this crisis? Well, we actually came into the crisis in reasonably good shape. So in the near term, our view is that it certainly it warrants some caution. But back to this sort of earlier prospect of healthy corporates, healthy consumers, we think that if central banks can get a handle on those inflationary expectations, then what we must remember from a multi-asset perspective is even if inflation remains a little bit higher, we know that equities remain one of the best mitigants of higher inflation through time, as long as that inflation isn't runaway, because you're getting those growing nominal earnings driving your total return. So I think putting all of this together, there is a shorter term period where certainly we need to be more cautious. But as we look further ahead, we're still confident in the prospect of growth that we'll be able to achieve from our multi-asset portfolio.
Yeah, and that comes to your initial point, which was it's about the long term. Last question. One of the key tools for managing volatility is diversification. What other tools do you potentially use in your funds to manage volatility?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've certainly seen plenty of volatility to be able to think through this at the moment. Diversification of beta and alpha is indeed important, but we do also use some other quantitative signals to help guide us in terms of our portfolio risk management. So, for instance, we look at momentum at an asset class level, and this signal can help guide us in terms of individual asset classes. So, as an example, as we came late into last year, our momentum signal for emerging market equities was looking more cautious. So actually, through this year so far, we've been underweight in terms of emerging market equities, if you look at it through that lens. Then I'd also say that the other tool that we look at is ex-ante volatility at the portfolio level. And again, that's giving us a shorter-term estimate of where volatility for the portfolio may go. And again, that can be another signal if we see that rising to de-risk the portfolio. So putting all of this together, as well as our overall active asset allocation views, we have had lower levels of equity risk in our portfolios, as well as lower levels of duration over recent months.
Gotcha. That's Katie Thornycroft at JP Morgan Asset Management. Appreciate the time today.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement, and others to create wealth for the next generation. At StanLib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com or speak to your financial advisor. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.